Freedom's Choice by Anne McCaffrey. This book is affectionately dedicated to Jan Regan, who is more like Lessa than Lessa was. Exercising racehorses is the nearest thing to riding dragons on this good earth. Preface. When the Catani, mercenaries for a race called Eosi, invaded Earth, they used their standard tactic of domination by landing in 50 cities across the planet and removing entire urban populations. These were distributed throughout the Catani worlds and sold as slaves, along with other conquered species. Since slavery did not sit well with many of the first world countries, the conquerors met with considerably more resistance than had been anticipated. The size and general brutality of the Catani soldier generally inculcated sufficient fear and obedience to inhibit active resistance on many of their previous invasions. However, since many M-type planets had been discovered by the Eosi, the Catani were advised to round up sufficient dissidents and felons alike, deposit them on whatever M-type planet was currently available for occupation, and let them fend for themselves. Not all M-type worlds are suitable for colonization, but since the Catani had quantities of expendable personnel, they could utilize an empirical method of discovering which was fertile and friendly, and which contained dangers, making them inimical. A check was kept on the survival rate of such inadvertent settlers. If few remained alive, the world was abandoned. If the survival rate was high, more deliveries were made. When the imposed population had made the world tenable, the Catani would install an overlord and exact a percentage of the gross planetary product. Any dissenters to this procedure were then rounded up and deposited on yet another potential colonial world.